Come on. Amen. 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 Woo! Come on, are you excited to be here today? Amen. Amen. What I love about this place is that this is family. This is not an institution. This is a family. And I love that every time I come here, I feel like I'm a part of family. And I want to honor Kevin and Brent, who's not here but who's watching, for creating a family, a kingdom family. A kingdom family, a true apostolic center in this place. And I believe that this is God's design in this time. Not just to have a church where you can come once a week, but to have a family where there's unity, where you walk hand in hand with one vision, one purpose, to advance the kingdom of God. So I honor Brent, I honor Kevin, and it's a privilege to be here, and I thank you for this opportunity. Amen. Amen. Maybe before we get started, I'm going to ask you to look at your neighbor and maybe shake their hand and say, hello, brother, hello, sister, hello, family. It's nice to see you here today. I missed you all week. You look beautiful today. You guys look amazing today. Hello, family. Come on. Amen. Amen. I believe this is not my message, but I believe this is one of the greatest revelations in this time, that we are a family, that we are one. Amen. Yeah. That there's no competition, there's no striving, there's no jealousy, but we walk as one. Yeah. We walk as one. And we champion each other. This is the spirit of prophecy. It prefers our brothers and sisters above ourselves. It calls the goal, the destiny in them, no matter what. No matter what season they're going through. We look at each other and see the gold, the callings, the giftings, and we call those forth. When we fall, we call them forth back to their destiny. Our shortfalls do not define us. A season does not define us. It's who God says that we are. That's our true identity. That's how we see each other. So when I see my brother maybe struggling, I look at them and I call them forth according to God's calling. That's how we're supposed to pioneer and champion each other. God wants a church that's united, a family that is strong, that leaves no one behind. We all have callings. We're all significant. We all have giftings. They may look different, but they're all necessary. We're all needed in this hour. Amen. Amen. This is not my message, but I felt strongly that God is saying it's a season where it's all hands on deck. It's not just the pastor, the preacher, but everyone is needed in the season. Your calling is not less significant than someone else's. In the body of Christ, we need everyone to stand up and arise. The eyes are not more important than the neck or the finger or the knee. If one part suffers, the whole body suffers. If one member suffers, the whole family suffers. And I believe in this time, God is raising us up with a fresh vision, with a spirit of prophecy, where we see each other according to His calling. And we call that forth. We call that forth no matter what. We call that forth day after day, season after season, until we see each other walk in the fullness of what He has for us. Amen. Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. Praise God. I was recently in Thailand. I had the privilege of going with two ministers and close friends from Bethel. And we got to speak in some conferences. We saw God do amazing things. Amongst them, there was an individual that for 15 years, he was deaf in 1 year, and God healed his ear. There was a man, I believe mid-50s, that had never spoken, And his first word was Jesus. We put an outreach together in a marketplace. And in 2 days, we had so many people get saved that the owner of the marketplace started advertising our evangelism outreaches. We had people come that were working in the marketplace saying, I need prayer. I need this hope. And even people that were defensive, that came with hatred, as they encountered the power and the love of God, they were weeping. And I believe it's not only for Thailand, I believe it's for here as well. A lot of times we hear stories of mission trips, of ministry trips, and we marvel, oh, that's good for that country. That's good over there, but I believe God is saying that this is Canada's time. This is Canada's time to rise up and walk in revival. This is the time for the family of God to awaken and step up and step out. Amen. 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 The power of testimony. The power of testimony. I felt that strongly when I was sitting down, that this church will be marked by testimonies. And it's not only going to be the leaders or the pastors, but it's going to be everyone coming in with testimonies. That everyone is called to be witnesses. That you're all qualified. Amen. And you see, the testimony releases faith. It prophesies, do it again, Lord. It's not to exalt the person giving the testimony, because it's the power of God that heals. It's the power of God that delivers. It's not us. We're simply vessels saying, yes, Lord, here I am. Use me. It's his power in us and through us that touches people. So I want to encourage you, expect those testimonies. Expect them. I see it. It's going to be a regular occurrence, Sunday after Sunday, having people share. People that have maybe never shared before. But God is going to use you. Maybe you've never prayed for someone before. Maybe you've never shared the gospel. But I prophesy that God is going to use you. That you're all significant. That you're not too old. You're not too young. You're all significant. This is the time that we're walking in. The army of God is awakening. All of our destinies are important. And God wants to see them activated. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Lord. When I was praying, I heard two phrases, step up and step out. Step up and step out. And I believe that in this season, I felt that I was praying that September, it's a season of new beginnings, that God wants to reactivate, to re-energize people. That prophetic words that have been spoken over people need to be reactivated. I felt that there was people that at the beginning of the year had prophetic words and they had expectation and hope. But as the year has gone on, hope was deferred and circumstances have set in where the vision and the purpose has died down. And I believe today God wants to reactivate those words, reactivate those promises. There's fresh grace being released to step up. Step up. This is a family that's not going to be sitting down. We're not going to be discouraged. We're not going to be intimidated by the circumstances. We're going to step up and walk in everything that God has for us. Amen. 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 I prophesy that this is the season to activate your destiny. It doesn't matter if you've got discouraged, if you've sat down, God is saying it's not too late. Step up. Receive it. Possess your destiny. Possess your destiny. The word of God is eternal. When he speaks, he never takes it back. It's eternal. It's eternal. But a lot of times we're waiting for God to fulfill it when God is saying, you take it by faith. You take it. I've spoken. And you say yes and take it by faith. Amen. 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 It's time to possess our destinies. We have so many words. We have so many prophetic words. But I believe today God is saying, believe it and receive it. Possess it. No longer look at it at a distance and marvel, think, or pray about it, but possess it. Possess it. Take it by faith. Take it by faith. Thank you, Lord. The promised land, the promised land. I believe we're at a crossroads where we've had prophetic words prophesying our destinies and we're seeing the promised land. But God is saying, no more. Don't just look at it. Step in it. Step up and walk in it. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. There's a spirit of prophecy in this place. I want you to open your heart. Open your heart. Don't let discouragement keep you from receiving this. God is igniting fresh faith, fresh expectation here today. Receive the fresh hope. Receive the faith to walk in this. You're all qualified. I don't care what your past looks like. God says, yes, that's my son, that's my daughter. My destiny has not changed. It doesn't matter what you've gone through. Step up today. Step up today. Step up today. Amen. Yeah, thank you, Lord. I'm going to read a verse. I guess it's been 10 minutes, and we got to get the word out. Come on. How many people love the word of God? Woo! Come on. The word of God. Amen, amen. I believe that this is a season where God wants us to fall in love with his word. Come on. We need to fall in love with the word all over again. We need to have our foundation set in the word of God. We need to let God, by his Holy Spirit, renew our minds to his word. The world is trying to speak to us, conform us. But God says his word is eternal. His word is absolute. It never changes. Matthew says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, God's word, shall never pass away. It shall never change. When he speaks, it's eternal. Amen. I want to read Romans 4:17. And it says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations before him who he believed, even God who quickens the dead and calls those things which are not as though they were. And I want to focus on the second part. The God who gives life to the dead and calls those things that are not as though they were. A translation says that it calls the things that don't exist in the present as if they already existed. Amen. I believe this is a spirit of faith that God wants to impart today. This is a spirit of faith that God wants to impart in your life, which prophesies that your circumstances do not define your destiny. That God's word for you is not contingent on your past or your circumstances. But God's word says, I call those things that are not as though they were. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I'm not gonna prophesy. So I feel it strongly here today. And I'm looking at audience. I'm not gonna single you out, but I believe that today can be a defining moment in your life. And it's not because of me. This is God. I saw that God wants to awaken hearts. And there's been hearts that have been hurt and disappointed. And I saw people even crying out, say, God, why? God, why? You've promised me a promotion in my work. You've promised that my kids would come and follow you. Why is it not happening yet? And I believe that God is saying you need to awaken that expectation. You need to take hold of His promise and speak it forth. Come into agreement of heaven. Don't agree with your circumstances. Agree with heaven. Agree with the Word of God beyond anything else in your life. Circumstances are temporary. Circumstances always change, but the Word of God is truth. It never changes. Your circumstances can change in an instant. One encounter of God can transform your life, can transform your circumstances. Today, God is saying, do not be intimidated. Do not be impressed by your circumstances, but step up and agree with heaven. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I was having this time of reflection of the year so far with God. And I was thanking God, there's been a lot of open doors, a lot of divine connections of generals in the kingdom. And I was almost saying like, wow, God, this was, in my mind, was set for a future season. I had set a time, okay, that's for 5 years down the road. And God, I felt God was saying, it's because you released your faith, because you agreed with the prophetic words, I've given you access to something in this season that was reserved for a future season. And I believe that that is available for you today. Where you've received prophetic words, and it seems so grand that you may have put it in the back burner. You may have set a timeline, that's for 5 years, that's for 10 years. But God is saying you can have that today. It's dependent on your faith. You need to come into agreement of heaven. I see some people here, and you've been praying for a long time, but I feel God's saying He's given it to you. Receive it today. Come into agreement of heaven and take it by faith. It's God who promised it. It says that God does not change. He is not a God like man that He should lie or change His mind. When He speaks, it's eternal. It's every word, every prophetic word, every promise is a gift of God. It's given without repentance. But He's waiting for us to partner with heaven and receive it. He's waiting for us to call it forth and declare it. It's the power of your words. I feel we need to understand the power of our words, the power of our words to release faith. And this is not some word of faith teaching, but this is our kingdom inheritance as sons and daughters of God. From the beginning of Genesis, when God spoke and He created, we see that God does nothing until He speaks it into existence. And as sons and daughters of God, we're supposed to imitate God. It's Ephesians 5:1. Be imitators of God as beloved children. We're supposed to speak things. We're supposed to come into agreement with His word, what He's spoken, and speak it forth. Align ourselves with His will, His word, His power, His grace, and speak it forth. I believe for a long time, the church has become quiet. And not that quiet is a bad thing, but I believe God is saying, raise up your voice. And the song today, there was a lyric that was saying, the shout is rising. And I want to declare that's a prophetic word for you today. Your shout is rising. Your voice is rising. Your agreement of heaven is rising again. For a season, you may have been disappointed. You may have stalled. But God is saying today, rise up. Speak forth. Come into agreement with His word and release it forth. Release it forth. I feel there's a tenacity today in the spirit. There's a perseverance in the spirit being released. Where your future was not determined by your past. Where God is saying that if you speak it forth, if you come into agreement with your prophetic words, things will shift in your life. And you may say, well, I don't have a prophetic word. But this right here, the Word of God, the Word of God, every promise in the Bible is for you as a son and daughter of God. If you don't have a prophetic word, search the Word, search the Scriptures, and take it by faith. You're not disqualified. Every promise is yours. It's because of what Jesus Christ did at the cross. It's not because of how good we are. I feel this is a word for someone here today. God is saying He wants to remove shame. And there's a revelation of righteousness coming into your life. Righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says that God took Him, Jesus, who knew no sin, and made sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. I feel like God's saying you have right standing with Him. This is the revelation of the new covenant, that we've been made one. We've been placed in Him, and He's come to live in us. So when God looks at us, He sees us covered in the blood. He sees us the same way He sees Jesus. And we can approach Him with confidence, not on our own merit, but by the blood of Christ, on His standing, on the standing of Jesus. Your identity is not your struggle, your weakness, your sin. Your identity is in Christ. Shake off that shame. Shake off that discouragement that tries to tie you down to your sin. And look forth to God. Look forth to your identity in Christ. Look forth to how God sees you as a righteous son and daughter. Beloved. Loved unconditionally. Unconditionally. That means today you are loved infinitely. Tomorrow you'll be loved infinitely. 10 years from now, you'll be loved infinitely. Nothing that you will do will change God's love to you. He loves us unconditionally. It's that love that propels us to come to Him as children and receive from a good Father. He loves you unconditionally. Don't let the enemy lie to you. You are righteous. Thank you, Lord. The Word of God. I believe there's a reverence. There's a reverence to the Word. And I feel like God's saying for too long, we've taken the Word as if a story. We haven't really seen the Word of God as His personal Word. And I believe there's a reverence coming for the Word of God, where we understand that every scripture is God-breathed. This is not the idea of a man, but this was God's design, God's heart for you. And every prophetic word, every word we need to treasure as if God Himself spoke it. We need to value it. We need to steward it. We need to come into agreement with it. Amen. Amen. The Word of God has power to change our lives. It has powers to change our circumstances. But in the same way a gun with a bullet is useless unless someone pulls the trigger, it's the same way with us. We have the Word. We have His promises. We have Jesus living in us, but we need to speak it forth. We need to believe it and release it forth today. The miracles in your mouth, speak it forth today. Speak it forth today. Pull the trigger and release the Word of God. Release the Word of God. Agree with His Word for your life. Amen. Amen. This is not contingent on us. He's done it. But I believe God wants to release a revelation that He's not just a doer, but He is a helper. He wants to co-partner with us. That's why He didn't do it all for us. Otherwise, the moment we were saved, He would have taken us to heaven. But He's invited us into His plan. He's not only invited us into His family, But in His plan and His destiny in the world, we each have a piece of the puzzle to play. And so when we say we're world changers, it's true. We all have a piece of the puzzle in God's world plan. None of us is more important. Each puzzle is significant. You represent a puzzle. No matter where you live, you're not more insignificant than the preacher that goes and speaks at Africa on the Crusades. God is looking at your piece of the puzzle and saying, if you don't activate it, if you don't walk in it, the kingdom is not being fulfilled. Amen. There's people out there that maybe Reinhard Bonnke will never preach to, that Benny Hinn, Todd White will never reach. But that's why God has called you to be that witness, to bring His kingdom to them. That cashier, Tim Horns, that homeless man in the park. That's where you come into play. That's where you, as a witness of God, can transform their lives. I believe in this season, God's also calling us to step out. To step out. Jesus' last command to the church was go into all the world. Go into all the world. Not the world that we like, not the world that we're comfortable with, but all the world. That means not only the Starbucks, but the Tim Hortons, the Walmart, the 7-Eleven here, the schools, all the world, the bus stops, all the world. We're called to be that salt and that light to the world. And salt that is bottled up has no impact on the food. In the same way that if we're bottled up in the church, we limit our impact. God is calling us to head into the world, to see people like He sees them, as eternal beings, as people in need of a Savior, as people in need of hope, of salvation, of deliverance and healing. And He's qualified you for that. You are qualified. I declare that over you. You are qualified. You are qualified. Windward, you are qualified in Jesus' name. A degree does not qualify you. A microphone does not qualify you. Amen. It's Jesus Christ that qualifies you. The moment you're saved, you had Jesus come into you, and that qualifies you to be His witness, to be His voice. Don't wait for someone to qualify you to say, you're good enough, go preach the gospel. Jesus has already qualified you. Amen. Don't wait to be a superstar. A lot of people say, well, I'm going to wait until I'm like Bill Johnson or Todd White before I start ministering. Come on. But God's saying, start where you are. Be faithful. Be faithful of the person He puts in front of you. Stop for the one. It may not look glamorous. It may look as simple as giving a homeless man a handshake. But God sees it. He honors your obedience. He honors your obedience. And He will promote you. It's not about being a superstar in the kingdom. It's about obedience. I believe the person that obeys God's call, if that call is to be a manager at Starbucks and share the gospel and disciple His employees, because they've obeyed, they get the same reward as a Reinhard Bonnke who preaches crusades. It's the obedience that matters to God, not the platform. It's our obedience, not the platform. The world's eyes, we desire the TV, the big platforms, the crusades. But God's saying, obey in what He's called you. Yes. Obey in what He's called you. Yes. Amen. It is Jesus Christ that qualifies us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. I believe this revelation, if we truly get it, If we truly get it, that we're not here alone, but Jesus lives in us, that Jesus goes with us, that Jesus speaks through us. It is a partnership. If we truly get it, it will revolutionize our lives. The kingdom is not about a message, it's about a person. It's about the person of Jesus Christ. When I first started ministry, I tried to memorize all the different evangelism techniques. I would memorize them, and I'd meet people, and I'd try to remember and just spew all the steps. And God honored it because it's His Word. God will always honor His Word. The Holy Spirit will always move upon the Word of God. However, there's a revelation that Christ is with us. He is in us, and He's outside the box. He can touch people through a smile. He can touch people through a hug. He can touch people through a simple word. It's about obedience. 2 weeks ago, I was in Montreal, and I met a homeless man, and I felt to buy him a pizza. So I bought him a pizza, and I prophesied over him, and he shrugged off the prophetic word. And then he walked away, but I followed him. And a couple of blocks away, I caught up to him and I said, "Sir, I've got your pizza." And he opened up. He said, "This is a sign from God. The weekend before, I sold my soul to the devil. And this is God telling me that He is real." And he took his keys and he said, "I'm going back. I'm leaving this area because God has spoken to me." I was able to minister to him and counsel him, but it was that obedience to follow him. It wasn't the prophetic word. It was that obedience to follow him with a pizza in hand that broke through in his life. Evangelism doesn't have to be difficult. It's about listening to the Holy Spirit and obeying. I feel for too long the church has been intimidated because they felt that we need to have all the right answers for the world. When Jesus said all along, "I'm with you. Don't worry what you're going to say in the moment. Trust and obey and I'll come through. I will touch them." Because the truth is that God loves people more than we do. He wants to heal people more than we do. Sometimes we beg God and say, "Please heal that person. Please heal." But He says, "I want to heal them more than you. It's my heart. Just step out and pray for them. Step out and lay your hand on them." It's the obedience. Some of the greatest miracles and healings I've seen have been outside the church or outside conferences, just on the simple interactions in the street. I remember in Lebanon a couple years back, we were in a Syrian refugee camp. And I was frustrated. I said, "God, they don't know English. They don't understand the concept of love. How can I impact them?" And there was the Syrian leader, and God said, "Go up to him and put your hand on his shoulder." And I said, "Okay, it doesn't make sense. I mean, I hope he doesn't think I swing the wrong way." So I put my hand on his shoulder. And after a few moments, his countenance started to change. At first, he was angry. He was firm. It looked like he wanted to, anyways, assault us. And he calls a translator quickly. I see him calling a translator quickly. And through the translator, he's asking, "What is this man doing to me?" Because the moment he laid his hand, I felt the deepest peace come into my being that I've never felt before. And we were able to share Jesus with him. I don't know if he received Jesus, but by the time we left, he was smiling and waving at us. From a firm, angry leader that oversees hundreds and maybe thousands, he became joyful. Jesus had encountered him. And it wasn't through a sermon. It wasn't through a healing, through a prophetic word. It was through a simple touch. It's our obedience that moves the heart of God. I believe this is a season where as a family, we're going to step out like never before. where the fear of reaching out to people is going to be removed. Amen? And God is going to lead us. God is going to speak to us. God is going to go with us. We are not alone. Jesus is in us. And the word says, greater is He, greater is Jesus that is in us than he that is in the world. Jesus is greater than anything in this world. We just got to become possessed by Jesus. We got to become so filled with this reality that He is in us. We never walk a step, we never take a breath without Him being with us. Not one thought is apart from Him. Is this reality that Jesus is in us, He is with us. He is our helper. He is our strength. He is our healer. He is our all in all. And revival is not a big meeting. Revival is stepping out for the one. Revival is becoming baptized with the love of God to the point where we cannot bypass people without seeing them like He sees them. Come on. There's a fresh baptism happening today. Come on. The abundance of the Holy Spirit is being released today. Come on. Amen. Amen. Yeah, and I'm speaking this to myself. We need a fresh baptism. We need a fresh encounter. We need a fresh revelation. Yeah. It's time to go out. It's time to step out. Come on. We are the salt and the light of the earth. We are the salt and the light to Abbotsford, to Chilliwack, to Langley, to Aldergrove, to Mission. God has no plan B. He doesn't have an army of angels reserved as His plan B. He's going to use us. He desires to use us. We are it. We are His plan A and B and C and all the way to Z. He wants to use us. This is a great mystery that we're not only saved to go to heaven, but we're saved to partner with God to release His kingdom in this region. Amen. Start seeing yourself that way. You are God's plan. You are God's answer to this region. Contrary to what the world tells us, the gospel is the only antidote, is the only answer for this world. The world would like to tell us that it's outdated, it's irrelevant. But God says His word lasts forever. What Jesus did on the cross lasts forever. It is the only answer. It is the only salvation. It's the only true hope for the world. Nothing else will do. Truly, nothing else will do. We can counsel people. We can feed people. They're all good. But it's the power of God, the gospel. Apostle Paul says in Romans, as the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes. And today, God is awakening the church. Society likes the church to be a non-profit, cute organization that doesn't disturb, that only has its nice, neat place. But God wants a victorious church. Amen. Acts 4, the church had run into persecution. And what was their prayer? They prayed for boldness. They pray for a fresh baptism of boldness to proclaim the name of Jesus, to proclaim His good news. They didn't try to be relevant. They didn't try to customize the message. They pray for more boldness. They pray for more fire, for more courage. And I believe that's the prayer of the church in this hour. It's not to come up with nice techniques to attract people that will come today and will leave tomorrow. Come on, it's the reality of ministry. But God wants us to be baptized with boldness, to be His living epistles in the world, to go out into the world with hope, with power, with salvation, with healing. And the world will see that. They will see that this is different. They have the answer that we don't. And they will come. They will come. But we need to go out. We need to go out. I love Jesus when he was speaking to Peter. He described the church as a victorious, as a bold family that will shake the gates of hell, that will batter the gates of hell and take back the captives. For too long, we've tried to protect, but God's saying you will batter the gates of hell. You are a force to be reckoned. You will go into the enemy's territory and take back the captives. The young people that are deceived, the young people that are addicted, the homeless that are sick and hurting, we're going to take them back in the name of Jesus. We're going to be a victorious church, a bold, a powerful church that goes forth, that stands up and goes out. Amen. Amen. We're all qualified for that. It is Jesus that has marked us. It is Jesus that empowers us. Amen. Amen. We were praying earlier, and I felt God was saying that this church will be known to be filled with ambassadors of fire. That this church will be known as a family that is filled with ambassadors of fire. That will represent the kingdom out there with the fire, with the power of the Holy Spirit. This is not a church that's going to play games. But this is a church, a family that's going to empower each other, that's going to speak the destiny and go out and be light, be hope to the world. And I actually saw in the prayer meeting, I saw newspaper headlines of healing and miracles that are happening because the members of this church are going out into the community and releasing the kingdom. I saw that the world will know, the community will know that there is something different about this place. That maybe other churches are cute and nice and quiet, but this church is bold. That this church walks as Jesus walked into this world. And I prophesy, I want to release that over everyone here today. That you're an ambassador of fire. That you're qualified by the Holy Spirit to be His witness. That you are filled with boldness. That you are filled with fire. That you have the answer for everyone around you. Because Jesus dwells in you. He is the answer. And you have Him. You have the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords in you. Receive this revelation today. I know we know it, but God challenged me to meditate on this year. That Jesus dwells in us. The Spirit of Jesus dwells in us. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. I love Ephesians 3:20. It says that God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. One translation says infinitely more. Infinitely more. What's the biggest dream we can imagine? And then think, God is able to do infinitely more. And the last part of that verse, it says, by the power of God that is in us. He's in us. He wants to empower us. He wants to help us. We need to surrender to Him. We need to come into agreement with Him. We need to co-partner with Him. We need a fresh encounter with Him. Thank you, Lord. Most of the time. Thank you, Lord. Maybe to end, I want to look at Ezekiel 37. And then just because of time, it's the vision of the dry bones. In an encounter, God takes Ezekiel and it shows him a valley of dry bones. And God commands Ezekiel to speak life, to prophesy life to the dry bones. And I believe that today God is saying, what are the dry bones in your life, in your community that you're going to prophesy life to? What is God showing you that he's inviting you into this place of prophesying life, of redeeming what the enemy meant for bad with God's purpose, with his design? This is a generation. I believe that this is a generation that's waking up, that is going to see things from God's perspective. That what the news said, what people in the past have said about this region, God's saying, no, no, no. This is how I view this region. This is my destiny for this region. Prophesy that. Prophesy that. The circumstances may not look like it, but God is saying, prophesy it. Speak it forth. Speak it forth. Call it into existence. Whether you see it or not, speak it forth. And I just heard right now there's a generation of Calebs and Joshuas rising up that are going to say, we are well able to take this land. We are well able to take this land. We see the giants, but God has promised it, and we are well able to take the land. God's promise for you releases your destiny. God's promise has released your inheritance, but he's waiting for you to take it. He's waiting for you to stand up and take him at his word and step in it. Come on, who are the Joshuas, the Calebs here? That are going to say, we are well able. Our God is real. Our God is all powerful. Nothing is impossible with him. Well able to take the land. Well able to take the land. Come on. Well able, amen, brother. Well able to take the land. Thank you, Lord. I believe that God is awakening. God is awakening. God is awakening destinies here today. God's awakening your voice here today. That you don't have to wait for a conference. You don't have to wait for a prophet. That God's saying he's already given you his word. He's already given you his promise. Partner with it. Come into agreement with it. Shout it. Praise it. Sing it. Declare it. This is a church that's not going to be silent any longer. We cannot be silent any longer. When we have Jesus dwelling in us, we're not going to be intimidated any longer. No, there's no fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Fearless family. I prophesy that over you, a fearless family, a bold family, a courageous family. The righteous are bold as a lion. Yes. You are bold as a lion in Christ. Your voice is being restored. Speak to your circumstances. Speak to your family. Speak to your finances. Speak to your children. Speak to your ministry. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Speak life. This is not a positive thinking message. This is agreement of the Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings. It's his word. It's not ours. We're not thinking something good, positive, but we're looking at what he said and saying, yes, God, you've said it. It's true. I believe it. I receive it. I prophesy it. Whether I see it or not, I prophesy it. Whether my past agrees with it or not, I prophesy it. Yes. Whether my family agrees with it or not, I prophesy it. Yes. Come on. Romans 8:28, God is working all things together for your good. All things. If it's not good, He's not done with you yet. Come on, that's a word for someone here today. He's not done with you yet. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Don't sit down. Stand up, walk, prophesy. He's not done with you yet. Come on. I want to invite you today. What are the prophetic words or promises that have been spoken over your life? Maybe you have words for your family. Maybe you have words. Well, thank you, Lord. Maybe you have words for your ministry. I believe that there's people today with callings to ministry. And God is removing the disappointment of the past. And God's saying He sees you. You've not been discounted. You have not been demoted. Your calling is sure. Believe it. Step in it. Come on. I feel we gotta respond to this. So I'm gonna ask everyone to stand up. May not feel like it, but this is faith. God calls the things that are not as though they were. Doesn't matter how we feel. God has said it. When we come into agreement with it, it must come to pass. Yeah. I feel we need to release a shout here today. Come on, I feel it's going to prophesy to this region that God is restoring the voice, that God is restoring a shout. Like Jeremiah, the fire was shut up in his heart and his bones. It had to be released. I prophesy there's a fresh fire that God is giving to you that has to be released, that has to be prophesied and spoken. The word of God, let's become... Oh, shut up. Let the word of God have priority and preeminence in your life. Come on. Come on. Let's release a roar today. The Lion of Judah is roaring. Let's partner with the Lion of Judah. This is a new season. God has spoken to me months ago that September is a new season for His family. It's a season of open doors. It's a season of redemption. God is redeeming time. God is redeeming opportunities. There's a grace being released to activate expectation again, to activate your destiny, your prophetic promises for your life. On, let's roar. Are you ready to roar? On three, we're gonna release a roar as a prophetic act to this region. That windward is stepping up. Come on. That the voice of God, the word of God, is igniting a fresh sound in this place, a sound of revival, a sound of awakening in this region. So let's roar on three. Roar as a lion in Christ. Proverbs, this is the word of God. The righteous are bold as a lion. Come on. Boldness. Boldness. Christ-inspired boldness. All right. Come on. Are you ready? Yeah. On three, we're gonna roar. And I feel as you roar, see God's promises over your life being activated. See those promises being activated and released over you. Come on. All right, one, two, three, roar! Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.